The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hutt presents Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia and our listening area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 to 5 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcast also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
This is Jim Dino, radio announcer and journalist from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. I'm going to be on Rock and Roll Reveille today with Father Jim Drucker on WWDB 860 AM. And I know.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Reveille on WWDB AM. Listen, it's great to be here. My guest today, it sounds different, the microphone, for some reason. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, it sounds totally different being on the air here. My guest is Jimmy Dino. I'm almost tempted to call him Dino because my academic dean at seminary at St. Cyril Methodius in Pittsburgh, PA, was Jerry Dino, who went on to become Bishop Dino. We're going to have Jimmy on in a second. Here's the Diamonds.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. Strolling, whoa, yeah, strolling, rock and rolling, strolling, well, rock my soul.
I remember watching that on American Bandstand, The Straw with Dave Somerville. What a great singer. They covered a lot of the black group's songs, including Walking Along. I love that song. Walking along my merry way, singing a song, I will be gay. Oh, happy days. I'm just walking along. Anyway, my guest today with the banging in the background is Jimmy Dino from Hazleton, PA. Technically, I was born in Hazleton, PA, 1942, January 8th, same day as Elvis, 7 years later. And Jimmy Dino, our guest today, is a famous disc jockey from up there. He was kind enough to do a bunch of articles on me on the Hazleton Standard Speaker and the Times News Lehighton paper, where I started in my radio career at WYNS. And you're listening, by the way, to WWDB Rock and Roll Reveille. Our number is 888-329-3306. Now, Jimmy, there's a whole slew of stations there, AZL, HCB. We're going to go into it in a minute. Share where you're from and your background and how you eventually got into the media industry, Jimmy.
Well, in high school, I was in a radio club that we had our weekly radio show on the local radio station.
Hazleton High School?
Yes.
Okay.
WAZL. And at the and I got into it that way, and my ambition in life was to be the succeed Vin Scully as the play-by-play announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mm. And it's a good thing I didn't do that because he only retired about 10 years ago. And I was almost at the end of my career by then. So, and, you know, poor Dick Enberg waited forever and never got the job.
Now, we should say to the audience that the owner of AZL, which was for H-A-Z-L-E-T-O and AZL, Hazleton, PA, was Victor C. Deem, who Senior. Was the D-I-E-H-M, yeah. And he was the owner of AZL, eventually VCD, which is Victor C. Deem, the VCD-FM, when FM started becoming in the vogue, and, of course, greater signal frequency modulation, but he was from New York originally, and he as well was the president.
Mutual.
That's it. Yeah. So share a little bit about that, and go back to your story.
Okay. Well, he was president of the Mutual Broadcasting System,
where Jackie Gleason used to do the Honeymooners,
and he was also on the board of directors of Dolly Madison Ice Cream.
Mm.
And he came to Hazleton in 1932. He was sent there by the Lancaster newspapers to start WAZL.
Wow. Oh, how about that?
December of 1932, and of course the broadcast day didn't last the whole day. And they had to fill programming. They didn't play music yet. They had a bookkeeper who used to play the piano at lunchtime. You know, and they had like a partial broadcast day. And then, of course, when the big band started, then they started playing big band music, and they were on the air all the time.
Now, eventually you would work there. By the way, let's give a shout-out to our good friend who is gone to his eternal rewards, Ron Gallinardo, had a voice down to his toes.
He did.
Ron J. RJ the DJ, like you are.
JD the DJ, yes.
I had it before you. 1966 at WYNS. You stole it from me, you son of a gun.
Actually, a girl that I dated gave me that.
Okay, she stole it from me.
I guess she did. You have to blame it on her.
Go back to your story, Jimmy. It's a great, great show.
Well, anyway.
Jimmy Dino, our guest on Rock and Roll Reveille. Our number is 888-329-3306.
Anyway, what happened was one of the announcers was talking to one of the other announcers, and they said, you know, that kid has a good voice. We should hire him. So the program director comes to me and says, look, if you get your third-class license, we'll give you a job. Well, back then you had to have a third-class radio telephone operator certificate because in those days, AM radio, a lot of the AM stations, they had directional antennas. You had to know a little bit about electronics. The engineers really did it anyway, but they just wanted to see that. So we had a little store called Moyer's Electronics in Hazleton.
Oh, my God, great store. Great, great store.
And you go into Moyer's, and they had a Cliff Notes version of Elements 1, 2, and 9. You had to study that book and then go take the test. So I studied the book. It was the summer of 76, my first summer out of high school. I went and I took the test here in Philadelphia, and I passed. 87% of the people that took that test the first time failed it. I passed. So I got a job when I was 18 years old.
Now, you ready for this? In 1966, I leave Electric Boat, General Dynamics, building nuclear submarines, having just gotten out of active duty during Vietnam, and I get a job at WYNS. I went to Miami, Florida. Actually, I went to Sarasota. Studied at RBI, and I got my first class, Elements 1, 2, 3, and 4, for a real engineering license, Federal Communication Commission. And we were what we called combo men. So instead of the station having to hire an engineer for like $50 an hour back then, they were hiring some dude like me that wants to be a rock and roll disc jockey. And I could sign the log and we would go out to the plunger where the two towers were at WYNS, way up on the hill, Nisalo Hill, pull a plunger, I get through it and come back to the station, play a long record, you know, Indigata David or something, and sign it off. And they didn't have to hire an engineer. So we were a combo man. We called ourselves the first ticket. Billy, take over. Billy Colucci. Jimmy, you remember how many times Danny and the Juniors would come to Hazleton? Billy Colucci was one of them.
I was the host of the Hazleton FOP Oldie Show for a bunch of years, and Billy was in Hazleton with that group. And now, when I see him now, I recognize him. I've been looking at him for a little while now, and I recognize him.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to call you now, Dino-mite. Jimmy Dino-mite. You know why? Because you did a lot of stuff, you know?
And I did. Well, it's like Father. Father has more degrees than the thermometer.
Yeah, but he knows how to get around. I mean, he
does. Oh, yeah.
He can talk. I tell you, he's
and he's hot stuff.
He was GPS before GPS was cool. Let me tell you.
I don't know how he writes these shows. He comes up with a thick piece of paper like that. How do you do that, Jim? I'll never know, but God bless you.
Grace of God. Grace of God.
Now, yeah, I was with the Indians Juniors for quite a long time, maybe 25 years now.
Yeah.
Share some of the songs you wrote, Billy, and the groups you wrote for.
I wrote for Ricky Nelson, Leslie Gore, Live and Learn was a great record, the Indians Juniors, The 3 Degrees, Billy and Essentials, The Flamingos. It goes on and on and on and on.
Now, we're going to go on later with more about your journalism instincts and your skills and talents with that. I think you should do a nice story on Billy Carlucci. I think a good lead.
That would be great.
I called you Dino-mite.
Okay. We can do it. We can do it.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Anyway, we're going to continue, if you mind, Jimmy. And all the songs are picked by our guest. This is one of my favorites. Billy, would you introduce the next song by Buddy Holly?
This is one of my favorites, too.
And Jimmy Dino's.
Yeah. You know what the name of it was? True Love Ways.
Where did the title come from? Do you know?
Go ahead.
His girlfriend?
His wife.
His wife.
Wow.
And his girlfriend agreed.
We'll buy and buy no true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why, just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the days, our true ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know just you and I know true love ways.
In the background, the sounds of the Glass Prism and the poet Edgar Allan Poe.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, over many a quaint incubus, by a more forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, and a somewhat gently rapping at my chamber door. Some visitor I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Distinctly I remember
it's good upon the floor. Eagerly I wish tomorrow. Many I had sought to borrow from my book to cease from sorrow. Sorrow for the love to know. For the rare and pretty maiden whom the angels and the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Rock and Roll Reveille, where we love our veterans. This is 10,000 watts of veteran power on WWDB 860 AM live radio, not a podcast, and WPEN 97.5 HD2. Bring that up for a second, Matthew, just a little.
Lovely.
Okay, fantastic. Now listen, in the background, we hear the Glass Prism on radio in Philadelphia, fourth market in the country. And my guest today, to say a quick hello, to get him, because he has a gig he's going to, Jimmy Dino, is Tommy Varano, who has been with the group since its inception, one of the founding fathers. Tommy, welcome to radio again. We did a show on you before. So welcome back to Philadelphia Radio. Say hello to Jimmy Dino. And do you remember him when he was a disc jockey, right, Tommy?
Jimmy Dino, congratulations for having the show today. And your wonderful service. I mean, I'm looking at your bio, and it's so impressive. And it's continuing. That's the key. Keep on doing it, right?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Any thoughts, Jimmy, of the Glass Prism? RCA, they were the first group. Am I right, Tommy, that we're the first group to sign with a major contract with a major label in northeastern Pennsylvania? Am I correct?
Well, you are correct. 1969, we did sign with RCA. And that album that the song The Raven is on, it's called Poe Through the Glass Prism. That happens to be the only rock group that Les Paul ever produced.
Wow.
So we recorded that album in his studio. And the only thing I could ever find about Les Paul's recordings were that he only did his stuff and Mary Ford's stuff. And he did our group. No other group is listed on his bio anywhere.
What a claim to fame. Wow, fantastic.
Yep, it's pretty cool. And I looked at Jimmy's information, and I just thought, this guy is incredible. Not only is he on the radio, but he's also a wonderful journalist. And your style is, here's both sides of the story. Instead of like the current people who are telling us what they think of what's going on, instead of just letting us decide.
Well, see, when I first started in this business, there was ABC, NBC, CBS, and the AP. Everything was right down the middle.
And UPI.
Yep.
And UPI. And now there's 25 networks.
Wow.
And you got MSNBC all the way over here on the left, and you have Fox over here all the way on the right, and all the other ones in the middle. So in order to get an audience, they have to take a stand. It's not news anymore. It's
no,
opinion.
It's not.
It's opinion.
It's opinion, yep. And the funny thing about it is all of those stations have some ownership by BlackRock. So the same management is telling everybody what role they're playing.
Yeah.
I think they're all actors, everybody on TV
now.
That's
basically what they are. Because if you saw the debate between Trump and Kamala Harris, it was the same thing.
Now, Tommy, you have a gig tonight, do you? That's why we're bringing you on earlier than I planned.
Yes, I'm actually going to see my daughter. You know, she's
that's an
actor.
Important gig.
She's an actress, and she's doing a play tonight at the Hiawatha Theater. That's in Owego, New York. So I'll be going to see her in that. She's got the lead role, so
that's great.
It's going to be pretty thrilling for everybody in the family. She's been doing things ever since she was a kid, and she's no longer a kid, but she's done things like the lead role in The Great Gatsby. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, that kind of stuff. So she's pretty good. She's been in some movies. So, yes, I got to go see her. I got to support her as she supported us. You know, we came back in 2007, like all these groups, doing the reunions. And we've been doing things like that ever since 2007. And fortunately, we got Sony to release all of our stuff in 2021.
Big time.
On every
Big
digital
time.
Platform. We got Banderia, which is a record label from South Korea, to release our albums on CDs. And now Gerson, which is out of Spain, just here in June, released our albums on vinyl.
Wow.
So we're still, I mean, this is a group that started recording on a major label in 69.
Now, Tommy,
and,
you give our
and
love
still
to
going
Rick.
Around.
Tommy, give our love to Rick. We have a tight schedule. Forgive me. Please forgive me. We only have an hour show. I love you. Give our love to your daughter. Tell her we asked that that she would break her leg. Break a leg.
God bless, Tommy. God bless.
Sounds like she has your talent.
And Jimmy, thank you so much. I hope we get to talk again. And I know Billy.
Thank you for your kind words, Tommy.
A great songwriter and all these guys. Yep. You're very welcome.
And I've asked Jimmy to consider doing an article on you and the Glass Prism, Tommy. So we'll talk about that later off mic, okay?
Sure.
Anytime, love to do it. Thank you, Jimmy. Good luck. And Billy, nice hearing your voice.
Thank you.
And Father Jim, thank you so much for inviting the Glass Prison.
Thanks for being on, Tommy.
To be there.
God bless you. And we'd like to bring on right now in the wings is our wonderful advocate of veterans, Brigadier General Doug Satterfield. Would you chime in, sir? We're all standing at attention, sir.
I love it. What can I say? Retired 10 years now. Jimmy, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Tommy,
thank you.
If you're still there, hello. Hey, Father Jim, in 1969, I was just trying to figure out how to pass Algebra 1 in high school. And you guys are way ahead of me. That's all I got to say.
I had a little trouble with algebra myself. Actually, it was geometry. It was terrible with geometry.
One in one. Two.
Yeah.
General, any thoughts of the show? Jimmy's a journalist and a DJ from upstate Pennsylvania, and his father was a World War II veteran. We're going to be getting into that in a little bit. In the meantime, Dr. Savicki, will you share with us?
I would like to share, but I'm admiring the baseball cap that Jimmy's wearing.
Okay.
A classic Indians cap.
That's right.
I'd like to share with you a little bit of a powwow, if I may. I'm a retired lieutenant colonel with the Air Force. Also a clinical psychologist advocating for our veterans. And if I can share some of my thoughts that Father asked me to share with you, and maybe you can reminisce on the following. Father shared with me that your father, Vincent Jimmy Dino, served our country during World War II and was stationed in Casablanca, Morocco, where he contracted, yellow jaundice, and never went into combat. He stayed in a military hospital in Casablanca for 6 months, while his unit went up the boot of Italy into Germany after the D-Day invasion. Vincent Dino was only in Morocco for 2 days before he got sick. Our audience should be made aware that our American soldiers suffer from many maladies and sickness, just as the combat soldier suffers in those days. Each soldier, our sailor, our Marine, airman, serve our country according to where they are deployed. Tell me your story, if you would, Jimmy.
Well, what happened was my dad was drafted in 1943, late in the year. He was 24 years old. So by that time, they had gone through all the 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, or down to 24-year-olds. He was drafted. He went to Fort Benning, Georgia for an abbreviated boot camp because they had to go right out. Then he left from a ship by Norfolk, and he landed in Casablanca, Morocco. 2 days, contracted yellow jaundice, and that was it. That was the end of his service. And that's why I have a soft spot in my heart for veterans, because had he gone into combat, maybe I wouldn't be here today, okay? Because I'm the very end of the baby boomer generation, and like I said, maybe I wouldn't be here today. So I'm very, very supportive of all veterans.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's why we talk about suicide prevention. I'll mention that in a few moments during our show. And any call-in, please remember our call-in number, 888-329-3306. Call in. We'd love to hear from you.
So he was in a hospital in Casablanca?
6 months, yeah. And back then, when he wrote to my mother, like servicemen today, they can't tell where they are or what they're doing. So she thought he was in combat, and he was in a hospital.
God.
And she had my sister while he was overseas. She gave birth to my sister while he was overseas. Wow. Because they always used to kid me. You cost $500 in the hospital. Your sister only cost $1.12.
Jimmy Dynamite.
Yep. That's the truth. That's absolute truth.
That's amazing. Amazing story. Casablanca. Can you imagine?
Well, we hope to have very soon on the line with us from upstate Pennsylvania, Frank Jordan of the Jordan Brothers. In the meantime, you remember this group, don't you, Jimmy Dino? The Jordan Brothers.
Oh, sure. We'll be right back.
from upstate Pennsylvania, we have the only living member of the Jordan Brothers, Frank. Welcome to WWDBAM Radio. We had a ball with Eddie Collins, my nephew, some months ago, having you as our guest on the show. And say hello to our audience. And Billy Carlucci's here. He produced the record, Give Me Some Loving. Billy, chime in.
Yeah, you know.
Is he there right now?
I'm here. I love you, Frank.
God bless you, Billy. I'll tell you what. Thank you so much. You know what I really loved about that record? WBZ Boston had it number one, but it made it all on its own merit.
You got that one right. And the record company didn't really promote it properly. That's why when Spencer Davis released their record, we didn't have a shot. But you really made a lot of noise because it was a great record. You guys are great to work with. We did it at the Mirror Sound in New York City, and the B-side was good, too.
And we should mention that WBZ is 50,000-watt clear channel Class A. At nighttime, my good buddy Dick Summer, whom I love dearly, may you rest in peace, Dick, he does my intro that you should kneel with because you're saluting a priest on a kneeling position. I love you, Dick. May the airwaves take our love to you. But he was on the air at night, 12 to 6 a.m., the all-night show, like me at Warm Radio. The 185.90 WRM, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton's number one station for fun on the Jim Drucker, Father Jim Drucker Night Flight Show.
I've heard
that. Dick was on 35 states at night. So, Jimmy Dino, jump in. Tell us your thoughts as a journalist and a disc jockey from Hazleton and Calairs and Jetto about Frank Jordan and the Jordan Brothers.
During my journalistic journey, I made my way into Frackville, which is in Schuylkill County. And one in Frackville, in the municipal building, they have a room with all the Jordan Brothers stuff in it. Wow. It's like a museum in Frackville, in the borough of Frackville.
It's a great museum. I was there for the celebration with the guys. I had a wonderful time. Everybody treated everybody like gold.
And I did a story on the Jordan Brothers at some point for the Standard Speaker. But, you know, hearing Frank's voice, it reminds me of when he was on the radio in Schuylkill County.
He was on WMBT.
Yes.
Which was Shenandoah, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yep. I remember him. I remember his voice from the radio.
Now, sadly, his signal is cutting in and out. So let's go back and play the first song, Give Me Some Love It Again, and see if we can get a hold of him, okay? You're listening to Rock and Roll Reveille, 888-329-3306. Talk about the song. Talk about Give Me Some Lovin'.
I love Give Me Some Lovin'. When they came to the studio, there was a accordion player, a bass player, and a drummer. And that's the Jordan Brothers.
Now, listen, you're in England. You're with Joe Venieri, your co-writer, Rick Whitelaw?
No, it was Joe Venieri. We produced that together because he was running Mirror Sound at the time with Full Spectrum recording.
And you're in a studio and you heard a song. Is that the way it went?
Yeah, I heard this song. Shelby Singleton gave me this record.
All right.
A demo from Spencer Davis. It wasn't released in the United States yet.
Right.
He said, I want you to recut this with the Joyner Brothers.
Okay.
And we did. We went to the studio. We did it in 2 hours. And we gave Shelby the demo, and it came out in 3 days. That's how we got a head
start. And it started climbing the charts. And then Spencer Davis, tell the story. I understand that he heard it was getting some airplay.
The demo we heard was not the record that we heard when it came out.
Oh.
It was like a rinky-dink record. But when we did it, we updated it and made it better.
Okay.
And then Spencer Davis heard it.
Great production arrangements.
And they went back in the studio and added girls, tambourines, a lot of stuff, you know. And it was a phenomenal record.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But so was our record. But, things go on. And the record company should have really pushed the hell out of it, but they didn't. They stopped.
And the label was Jamie Guyton Records.
It was on
out
Phillips.
Of Philadelphia.
It was on Phillips, yeah.
Harold Lipschitz, great man, wonderful man.
No, it wasn't Harold Lipschitz. It was Shelby Singleton. He was the vice president.
Oh, okay.
At that time, Green.
And Jamie Guyton?
No, they weren't on Jamie Guyton.
Okay.
They were on Mercury Records then.
Okay.
That's Shelby Singleton's company.
Okay.
And
Triple S, wasn't it? SSS?
Yeah, that was later.
Oh,
that was
later,
my company I joined. We owned together. We had Plantation Records also.
Okay, I remember.
And the
he also had a group of mine that I produced, took them to RCA Records. They were called the Golden Toadstools. And they had a song called Silly Savage.
I still laugh when I hear that name.
You remember that, Jimmy?
No.
Okay. And then I got him signed up with the contract with Ernie Altschuler, who produced all the Tony Bennett hits, and he took over as a head of A&R on RCA Records. And we had What You Gonna Do, a great song, great
session. Toadstools? He never heard of the Toadstools.
You've heard of them, Billy?
No.
I told you so.
You told me about
them. They had Silly Savage. I mean, if you can find
I heard that record. I know that record.
See if you can find Silly Savage.
That's a great title.
Silly Savage, right?
Silly Savage.
Now, Jimmy, you like Chuck Berry. Tell us about Chuck Berry, why you like him.
Well, he was the beginning of rock and roll. He was the first guy that danced on the stage like Mick Jagger did later on. He probably copied it from Chuck Berry. How many musicians were influenced by Chuck Berry?
Now listen, in the
All
background.
All the English acts.
In the background, ready for this gentleman, play this. This is my group, the Golden Toadstools.
I heard this record. I know this record.
It was on Shelby Singleton.
I didn't know it was a toadstool.
What do you hear him say? Silly Savvy.
Strawberry, cranberry, and dingleberry, baby.
Oh boy.
they're Southern boys, so you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
they were from Columbia, South Carolina.
You made it a novelty record, and that's good.
It was a hit.
Because their name is the Toadstools.
Top 100. But. Isn't a great song?
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, it never became a hit. But anyway, we're going to continue on with Chuck Berry now. Talk about how does Chuck interface with your radio and your TV and your journalism, if at all?
When I first started in radio, the oldies were the 50s, and I played Chuck Berry. And you had to learn about Chuck Berry. And, of course, my aunt's favorite song was My Ding-a-ling. I'm not going to embellish that anymore.
It was
Leave that alone.
It was as strong as selling record. It sold 1 million records right at the get-go.
And that was at the end of his career. It was like 1972. And
the biggest hit in all the hits he had was My Ding-a-ling. You imagine that claim on your tombstone, My Ding-a-ling?
I was on tour with Chuck Berry when he had that record out.
Wow.
We ended up in Alaska doing a show in Alaska. And we all had our own dressing rooms, but I was in the wrong room. I was in Chuck Berry's dressing room. He came in with that briefcase, with the money. He had to get the money.
He always got money up front.
Why did he get ready? As soon as he got off the plane, they handed him the briefcase. Then he went in the dressing room and checked it. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I'm getting changed." He says, "Who are you?" "I'm a junior." "Oh, you can stay. You're a junior." "Yeah, you're a junior. Stay." And he counted the money. But nobody showed up at the show.
They're really rocking in Boston. In Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, and down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one, becomes so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. No kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. Coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance, feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Maybe you'll be there. Wow. Maybe you'll be
and that
there,
is Billy Carlucci and the Essentials, one of my heroes and one of my favorite songs, which reminds me of our veterans and how often veterans are facing struggles and challenges in their life. And sometimes they contemplate taking their life. And when they do, there's a technique we use in psychology. It's called delay. The longer you wait to do something, the less likely you are to carry it out. So one of the delays we use often is prayer. And one of the best-selling books in the world and one of the best ways to stop a behavior is to delay with a prayer.
Amen.
And Father, if I may ask you to join me as we do Psalms 84. How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
My soul longs, yea, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God.
Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may be her young as the altars of our Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in thy house, ever singing thy praise.
Blessed are the men whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the highways to Zion.
As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools.
They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion.
O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
Behold our shield, O God. Look upon the face of thine anointed.
For a day and thy courts is better than 100,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Yea, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in thee.
Remember, my fellow veterans and your families, if there is a struggle or a challenge in your life, it can be addressed. Call 988 or text 988. Or if you wish to speak with me, Doc Andy Savicki, my number is 856-278-4042. And as this song continues to embrace your mind and your heart, I'll be there. I'll be there.
I'll hear a footstep on the stair with an anxious thought. Dum, 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 dee doo be dum, 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 dum.
You're listening to Rock and Roll Reveille, 10,000 watts of veteran power, AM 860 WWDB, and 30,000 watt HD2 WPEN-FN. FM for frequency modulation. I have a first ticket. I better be right on that sucker.
And AM anyway, is amplitude modulation.
Absolutely. And there's a difference in it. But let's not get into that. I love these groups. I love the Del Vikings. And it was, as I recall in my research and my history as a music historian, that this was considered the first interracial group, black and white singers, in this time. Did you know that, Jimmy?
No.
Billy?
One black and four white.
Wow. What other groups do you remember that were interracial? I remember I cut the four cast, which was two of the Lydells, two white fellas from Wizard of Love, and two of the Boston's, Babo, Duval Young, sang like an angel, Duval Young, Babo, and also Willie Weaver, who's still with us.
The Crest.
Oh, yeah, The Crest, Johnny Maestro, yeah.
There was a lot of racial groups, but they were great, and everybody loves everybody. You know, we're union.
General Satterfield, you're still with us, sir?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, listen, sir. What did music mean to you as a military person? And Jimmy just shared, and I tried to get it across with Doc that with him sharing his thoughts as a psychologist, that we should consider not just those soldiers who are directly in combat, of course, for sure. They're hurt, they're crippled, God knows what happens to them. But there's also those like Jimmy's father, Vincent Jimmy Dino, who contracted in Morocco, of all places, a yellow jaundice. He was there 2 weeks, and he ended up coming down with this and never went with his company over to D-Day, and he ended up in 6 months in a hospital in Morocco, well deserving of love and respect as a brother military officer, or enlisted man, sir. Your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you, one of the most difficult things for anybody who's going into combat is something to happen to you, and then your buddies go forward and you have to stay back. Legitimate or not, it's tough on that person to do that because you want to be with them, because as we know today, is those that fight do it primarily for those that are side by side with them. Yeah, so that's pretty tough. Yeah, so he must have struggled with that issue, I can only imagine.
Now, what did music mean to you, sir, as a military officer? And say hello to Jimmy Dino, sir, our guest today, the journalist and disc jockey from upstate.
Jimmy?
Hey, yes.
Upstate. I don't know what upstate Pennsylvania
Hazleton,
is.
Hazleton, Pennsylvania, Jetto.
I know Hazleton.
Calares.
I know Hazleton,
Yep, I know Hazleton very well. I've been to Frackville. I actually lived for a few years in Schuylkill Haven, just south of Frackville.
That makes you an honorary Skook, sir.
That's right.
Is that right?
And by the way, while we're talking about it, we're going to give a shout-out to Bobby Womer, who listens to the show every week as Womer's Garage up in Pottsville, PA. Wonderful, devout Catholic man and a good, dear friend of mine. And if I may, sir, Peter Hook's birthday is today. He is the VFW National Chaplain and the State Chaplain of VFW for our state of Pennsylvania. Peter Hook, happy birthday. Everybody, happy birthday to you, Peter.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Peter. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Hold on to the hook.
That proves that I can't sing.
Chuck Barris is coming out with the gong hook.
Absolutely.
So, sir, music in your military life, especially when you were in combat, was it of a help? Was it a, it brought you back home, didn't it, sir?
Yeah, that's what it really did. I think it was more of a centering yourself because you can so easily be distracted by all the things that are going on, and it does. It reminds you of home. I guess that's the really main thing it did for me.
Absolutely, and, you know, I was so thankful that my father was spared, that I always wanted to do something for veterans, and it took me a while, but I got his DD-214, and I became a son of the American Legion and at the Freeland American Legion Post 473 in Freeland, Pennsylvania, and I was just given the post of adjutant in Squadron 473, so I'll be getting more active with that. You know, we do breakfasts and luncheons for the veterans at the Veterans Administration Medical Center, Wilkes-Barre, and we do, you know, Memorial Day and Veterans Day ceremonies and stuff like that. So it's great.
Jimmy, I'm pitching all these things.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I have to. Would you please consider a story on General Satterfield? He went from E nothing to one star brigadier general, from infantry to engineers in Iraq. Many tours.
That's quite a distance, yes.
Yeah, it was. I did have an issue with a problem with taking orders from people. Maybe that's why it took me so long to get promoted eventually.
But now you're giving orders.
Not
anymore. That his body likes.
General, thank you for being with us. Stay with us, sir, please. And we're still trying to hope that maybe Frank Jordan will call back in. He's in a bad zone, in a bad signal zone in the cyberspace. So we love you, Frank, and we're happy to have had the few words that you've shared with us on the show. And remember to call in at 888-329-3306. And I understand this song, Stand Tall, means something to you special, Jimmy.
Yes, the first song I ever sang in public in 1977.
And you're an upcoming aspiring singer, and you're taking lessons?
I'm taking voice lessons right now. Everybody said, I didn't know you could sing. I said, I kept it from everybody until now.
Is that where you go, nee, 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 na, na, no, no, no?
Yep, that's the
one.
Yeah. Wow. Voice lessons, exactly.
Never been this blue. I never knew the meaning of a heartache. But then again, I never lost that love before. Somewhere down the road, maybe all those years will find some meaning. I just can't think about them now or live them out anymore. Stand.
first number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. So cruel, easy to be hard, easy to become. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud.
Hey, Jim, this is Matt, Father Jim's engineer. I was also in the Army for 20 years and 2 weeks. Jimmy, I understand that your heart is inclined into helping veterans. Father Jim shared that you were recently elected to adjutant to Squadron 473, Sons of the American Legion Freeland. You have special Memorial Day and Veterans Day observances. You also have events for veterans like dinner or breakfast. It's a lot of stuff, man. Please share your love for veterans like your dad and post 473.
Well, like I said, being that my dad was spared in World War II, I have a special spot in my heart for veterans. I always wanted to do something for them, and now I'm finally getting to do it. And that's a great privilege. And I'm so happy to be able to do that. And if anybody else out there is related to a veteran, I recommend that you do the same thing I did. Get the DD-214. They're not hard. You can get them at your county Veterans Affairs office. Get the DD-214 like I did. Take it to an American Legion or a VFW post and become a son or a daughter. And that also applies to grandchildren. My son could actually do this if he wanted to. So I think you should. I think everybody should do that because our veterans need our support in every way that we can give it to them.
It's one of the major ways that we prevent suicide is by the families supporting veterans and knowing that they're there for them. It's very important. Thank you, Jimmy.
It's my pleasure, and I just hope that more people will do what I did and go out and volunteer to help veterans out because there's no greater cause that I can think of.
Tune in next week, 4 to 5 p.m., to listen to Father Jim Drucker's Rock and Roll Reveille on Philadelphia's Beasley Broadcasting, WWDBAM 860 kilohertz, streaming by downloading Rock and Roll Reveille, WWDBAM.com, simulcast over WPEN-FM 97.5 HD2, and rebroadcast can be heard Sunday, 6 p.m., Monday, 9 p.m., Tuesday, 6 p.m., and Thursday, 7 p.m.
Jimmy, I want to thank you for being on the air with us. It was a blessing.
I
want to
thank you for giving me the opportunity, Father. I really appreciate it. I love you, too.
And our special prayers and love for your daddy, Vincent Jimmy Dino.
Yes.
Doc, say us hello.
Hello, and I love you.
Let me see the certificate. We're going to be giving Jimmy Dino a certificate of award for being on our show. And it will be given as, here is, hang on a second, bring that music up there a little bit more. There we are. All right, we got everybody here but the third one. I don't have the third one. Here it is here. There it is here. Okay. Jimmy Dino, JD, the DJ, WACL, WMGH, WQEQ, journalist of Hazleton Standard Speaker, Lehighton Times leader, in recognition, grateful appreciation for service to the United States Armed Forces in the name of freedom and democracy, and for allegiance to God and country and courageously protecting our liberty and independence and saving veterans' lives with your music, and your journalistic style in spoken words here on WWDB AM 860 kHz, Philadelphia, presented by Reverend Father James Nicholas Drucker, signed by Billy Carlucci, Dr. Andrew Civicki, and myself. We love you, Matthew. We love you. May you have a prosperous future and a new journey. May God bless you in the new journey where you're going.
Thank you.
We love
Thank you.
Everybody say goodbye. General, say goodbye. General Satterfield.
Have a happy one.
Goodbye. Great program.
Thanks.